Good morning, and thanks for streaming on in to Mornings with Ken. I am so glad you're here. Hey, you know what to do. Go get that cup of coffee. Go get that virtual donut. Pull up a chair. Take off your shoes and stay a while, because I am really glad you're here. Hey, folks. Good morning. I hope everybody's doing great. I'm doing good. Hey, I know I haven't done a show in a little while, but I'm back, and let's get this day started. Hey, I read an article online coming from California, and this article, very controversial thing that's happening in California. Now, let me preface this by saying, if you've listened to this show for any length of time, you know my heart for the poor and the marginalized and the needy. So let's just first say, I'm all for helping the poor. I really am. But in California, they always take it to another level. Motorcycle. So California, they are trying to pass a utility bill where you pay for your electric by how much money you make, not on how much electricity you use. Now, for some of my audience out there, you may think, oh, that's a good thing because that helps the poor, because the poor pay less based on their income and they can use as much electricity as they want, and they'll never get paid, they'll never be charged a higher rate. But the rich can use a minimum amount of electricity and they will be charged much more for their electrical usage. Guys, okay, let's think this through logically. So, first of all, you talk about fairness. I don't know, I think we've lost the thinking of earning things and just being given things. I don't know. Mama said, son, if you want something in this life, you gotta work hard for it. I think those days are long gone. It should say, son, if you want stuff in this world, don't get a job. Produce a bunch of babies with the baby mamas and get on welfare, and you'll get government housing, a gift credit card for food, and your bills, your electricity will be paid for you. That's what we should tell children now. Hey, nobody has to work. I think we've come to a fork in the road, and we need to decide what we're going to do. So we've come to this fork in the road. Are we going to go to the left or go to the right? Because we can't go on pretending that we have freedom and a free market and yet dilute it or pollute it with socialism and then communism. Let's choose one or the other. Let's either go to the left full board and become communist, or let's go to the right and become capitalist. Now, if there's a middle ground, I don't think it's socialism, because socialism has to, at the very end, go right into communism. It has to. Otherwise, socialism will eventually die. And I'm not talking about, you know, in just a few years, but long term, that will be the result. Socialism will lead to communism. It has to, or it just won't survive. So back to California. So let's say, for example, a very wealthy man earns, they use the figure of $180,000 as being wealthy. So in California, I don't know about that. I don't know their standard of living, but I know it's, you know, pretty bad as far as the expense of things. But they use $180,000 as being wealthy. So let's just say that's what you earn. Let's say you're a frugal type person and you keep your lights off most of the time. You know, maybe you're a environmentalist. You care about the environment. So you try to use, you know, you try not to waste energy. So you cut back. That will mean nothing. Oh, I'm sorry. It will to them, because they get charged a usage rate depending on how much electricity they use. And they get charged by how much money they earn. They're going to pay, I think the example they use, they would add on an additional $500 a month in addition, where someone making in the 20,000s would pay like $30 a month. So let's just say the person making $20,000 and he is getting a great discount on his electric bill, he could turn on the lights, he could run the washer just for a couple different items. He can leave the lights on all night long, and his rate isn't going to go up, because the wealthy person is basically subsidizing their electricity bill. Now, I ask you, what did the wealthy person do wrong to make him pay for something he is not using? What did he do wrong to be made to pay for someone else's services? And another part to this equation is, in order for the bill that they want to pass to work in the state, for the state of California, they have to be required to give them their income. So you mean a private company, because most companies, the electric, it's, you know, been deregulated. Most companies, so a private company will have the right to your tax statement. Think about that. A private company will have the right for your income tax, you know, your forms. They will have to know how much money you make, so they know how much to charge you. Now, that's not right. That's not the way things should work. That used to be a private matter. I was always taught you know, I was a kid, you never ask somebody how much money they made. That's just rude. It's none of your business. But now, if they would get this bill passed in the State House of California, the, you know, whatever their electric company is called, Pacific Electric, I think it might be called Pacific Electric, they will have access to your tax statement and say, Mr. Smith on Hollywood Boulevard, oh, he made $1 million last year. He will pay an extra $1,500 a month, even though he's not using that much electricity. On top of what he already pays for electricity, they will add on more of a cost. Even if he doesn't even use the electricity, maybe he's very frugal and he's careful with his electric bill. Maybe he has solar panels on his house. Maybe he's using solar energy, windmill. He still will pay more even if he uses less electricity. Think about that. Guys, how do you justify that in any way? You can't justify that. You know, another thing that's kind of funny, the state of California has been one of the biggest states to have wind power, windmills to generate electricity. Although the windmills have to have electricity to operate. People think that the wind actually is what's turning them. No, that's not true. You could research that. So, California always trying to be green and, using the wind power and the solar power. And your bills are sky high. And you're one of the greenest states around. And your electric bills are some of the highest in the land. So it's just amazing. And what do you do? And why stop with electric? Why not add on gas? Why not add on car payments? Why not add on a mortgage payment? Charge a person more for their mortgage. They already kind of do that. They want to do that with the interest rates. Even if you have the greatest credit in the world, but based on your income, you get penalized for having a high income. It's like the world spinning backwards. The world is literally spinning backwards. So why stop with just electricity? Why don't we do this? You're going to go grocery shopping. All right, we're going to go grocery shopping. And we're going to pick up some milk. Yeah, we need a gallon of milk. We need a loaf of bread. And we need some eggs. Milk, eggs, and bread. All right. Okay. Sarah Smith. She makes $20,000 a year. She's gonna check out at the check cash register, and she has to swipe a government card, and before paying for the food, she swipes this government card and says, Sarah, based on her $20,000 a year income, oh, hey, Sarah, you get those eggs for 98 cents a dozen. All right, Sarah, good for you. You go, Sarah. 98 cents a dozen. All right, let's ring up your bread here. Based on your card that you swipe through the machine, the government says you make $20,000. Your bread is $1.99. All right, Sarah, $1.99 for that bread. All right. Now what we got? We got the eggs, all the milk. Okay, let's do the milk. So, Sarah, since you swiped your card and you only make $20,000 a year, that gallon of milk is $2.99. There you go, Sarah. $2.99. All right, Sarah. Thank you for shopping at California Supermarket. All right. Here comes Bill Johnson. I don't know. Throwing a name out there. Bill Johnson. All right, Bill. Now, Bill's a very wealthy man. He built a business from the ground up, developed a product that people needed, and really invested all the money he ever had into this business. And it took off, and it grew, and it met people's needs. And Mr. Johnson, yeah, he does do pretty well. He usually pulls down $250,000 a year. $250,000 a year. He's, you know, it's not, you know, he's no Bill Gates or Elon Musk, but, you know, he's making, you know, $250,000 a year. It's a small business, but he does pretty well. All right, he's getting ready to check out. All right, Mr. Bill Johnson. Whoa, I'm watching. I'm sorry. let's scan your eggs here. Mr. Johnson, a dozen eggs, that's going to cost you $10.95, Bill Johnson. Yeah, oh yeah, because you swiped your card, and it says you make $250,000, so, you know, your eggs, yeah, you're gonna pay for those eggs. All right, let's do the bread here. Mr. Johnson, based on your income, that bread is going to cost you $29.95 for a loaf of bread. All right, we got that. We got the eggs. We got the bread. What's left? Did I do the milk? Oh, I got to do the milk. All right, Mr. Johnson. Let me scan your milk here. All right, based on your income, Mr. Johnson, that milk's going to cost you $17.99. And thank you for shopping at California Supermarket. So, folks, you might find that laughable, but mark my words, I think it might come to that. It may not be that exact way in the scenario of swiping a card, but I think overall they're going to start charging based on your income to try to make things fair. So that being said, perhaps Bill Johnson, he says, oh, forget that. Why should I have even bothered? Why should I have worked hard and created this business that grew and provided jobs for many workers when I'm being penalized for it? You know, so it to me, this is laughable, but I think it could come to pass. I really do, because if you live in the land of fruit and nuts, you're going to pay more for those fruits and nuts. We'll be right back.
By the shore, yes, I love. sky above, just you and me.
All right, welcome back. Hey, let's finish up the show here today. Hey, what do you do when you can't go anywhere for 8 days and all you have is a very thin notebook of maybe 60 some pages and a short golf pencil? You know, those little pencils they give you when you go putt-putt golfing, like a you know, not even a half a pencil, a quarter of a pencil. Well, that was my case a few years back. I had a little tiny scratch notebook and a pinky size pencil, and that's all I had for 8 days. And someday I might get into that. But anyway, so my observation during that time, I was watching some television, and I saw some televangelists on TV, and well, let me just read you my poems. I wrote a book of poems during those 8 days, or poems or prose. I'm not sure which ones I did, but I guess they're more of a prose than they are of a poem. But anyway, I made some observations. I captured them all in a book. You can get a copy of it if you go on Amazon or BAM or what's the other one? Barnes and Noble's. It's available everywhere. If you go on Lulu, it's probably cheaper. If you go on Lulu, that's lulu.com, lulu.com, and just type in my name, Kenneth Lotney, or type in Knights of the Dave Room Roundtable, room 630. That's Knights of the Dave Room Roundtable, room 630. And you'll find my book, and if you're interested in it. But here, just I wanted to share this one poem and then a few words, and then we'll be done. So the poem's called God on a String. God on a String. Television blaring, ears are hearing, self-proclaimed prophet. Listen, my children, seek it from God. Blessings are coming. Before we get started, God needs money. He's got bills overdue. If checks get sent, blessings will come. God on a string. And once again, that's from Night to the Day Room Roundtable, room 630, by yours truly, Kenneth Lotney. Order your copy today. But the reason I bring that up, at that time I was watching a self-proclaimed prophet on in the TV room, and this prophet, or this reverend televangelist, was basically asking you for money if you want God's blessings. If you don't send him lots of checks in the mail, you're not going to get blessings. So, and I was watching a video today of one of these televangelists, and how he has two, like, super jets that the Lord told him to ask the people for, to send in money to buy these multi-million-dollar jet, like $50 million for a jet, something like that. And the Lord told him, even though he had two, he needed a third one. And he needed this other super jet, like it was a fancy jet that can go without refueling across country or something like that. I mean, I think overseas, internationally, it could fly that far and not need to fuel up. And the Lord told him, he said, Jesse, oh, I can't say the guy's name. I'm sorry, I almost said Jesse. I mean, DePlantis. I mean, I almost said the guy's name. But anyway, God told him he needed that third jet because he could fly internationally without stopping, because surely that's important, because he's got to travel to share his message. Oh, wait, is he supposed to be sharing Christ or sharing about sending in checks and getting blessings? God's going to bless you if you keep sending me, you know, $100 out of your Social Security check. God's going to bless you and give you riches. Just have faith. And if you don't get that check, keep waiting. It'll come someday, right? But it infuriates me that these so-called reverends are out there just milking the people. I don't tend to watch them, not really at all. I watch some videos about them, but I've noticed they never go anywhere and actually preach the gospel, which is Christ born of a virgin, crucified and raised from the dead, and returning once again. No, their sermons, you know, they say they're flying around and sharing the gospel message. No, their message is the gospel of selfishness and pride and greed, because they want you to write out checks or charge it on your charge card, go online and send them money so they can minister to the people around the world. But instead, they build multi-million dollar homes in many different states. They buy jets and they go on fancy vacations. And folks, it sickens me. And please don't send these people any money. I think, you know, one good thing came from the internet. Many good things did come from technology and the internet. But now people have the ability to research these people and see how they're living. See the multiple homes that they had. Jesus didn't even have a place to lay his head. So I'm appalled by these people, and I don't know how they're going to be judged at the end of the world. Just the falsehood and the false life they are living, and just greed and selfishness. May God have mercy upon their souls. So, hey, we'll see you next time on Mornings with Ken.